Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
The following is a live copyrighted presentation. Ladies and gentlemen, it's time now for RadioLawTalk.com with your host, Frederick Penny, attorney at law. And now, RadioLawTalk.com.
Welcome to Radio Law Talk. I'm your host, Frederick Penny, with my co-host, Denise Dirks and Todd Kunin, and our producer, Cal Hunter, pushing the buttons back there. Call us at 855-LAW-RADIO if you want to comment, 855-529-7234, or email us at info@radiolawtalk.com, info@radiolawtalk.com. You can always go listen to us live at radiolawtalk.com if you do not have a local radio station that is playing our show. And those of you like, well, why do you say that, Fred? Obviously, they wouldn't know that if they can't hear us. But you can tell your friends that, right? Tell your friends, and they can listen to it. I've had a lot of people say, man, I can't get your show. Well, we're on, I think, over 100 affiliates, 110, I don't know. But there's some areas we don't are not covered. So tell your friends to go listen to it live. Tell your friends also to seek local counsel. We're talking about general topics of law, and we're not giving legal advice. That's right. That's right. And remind them, this is probably by far the most exciting, entertaining, and sometimes informative show on earth, except for the number one shows are clearly the UFO shows, and we talk about that all the time. Today, this last hour, we're going to talk about employees win a big U.S. Supreme Court case. Opioid crisis, the latest on those cases. We got a crazy son, S-O-N, not like the sun, but a crazy son. And let me tell you what happens in this case. We're going to discuss this case and see what he's allegedly did and what he has we're just going to get into that.
Allegedly, yes, allegedly.
Allegedly, sure. But he's, you know, he's allegedly guilty, you know, so, but no, it's allegedly, but there's an alleged indictment. So,
yes.
Anyway, then we're going to talk about an NFL lawsuit, and then we've got a quick takes. And then we're going to dance around and just have a good time and then go home. So that's what our final hour is. And if you want to join us, just stay here. Put your feet up. We're here for one thing, like I always say, Cal, case or no case, and see if I can get some points.
Okay, I'm looking forward to the dancing around part, really.
Now it's time to play case or no case.
Okay. When you hear the letters DC, as a broadcast engineer, I think direct current, you know, but that's another thing. We almost always immediately think of the comic book publisher and the big movie company, you know, the superhero empire. In addition to DC Comics, there's another brand that's known by the initials DC. DC Shoes and Clothing. DC Shoes is a popular sneaker brand launched in 1994 by a professional skateboarder named Danny Way. The brand locally has a high profile among the skateboarding community, got that in a short time. So eventually they just said, let's do more stuff. They added skateboarder boots, terrain footwear, casual shoes for kids and women. Then they gained control of the majority of the market, and DC jumped in, started doing very well, and said, well, you know, let's create our own apparel category with the initials DC. Each logo has a D and a C and a star, making them quite similar. So DC Comics said, DC Shoes, rather, said DC Comics cannot make a similar logo to mine. So they went to their legal department and they said, is this a case or isn't it a case? I want an answer. Denise Dirks, what say you, DC versus DC in the battle of the logos?
And it's a battle of the logos, but DC Comics is now going into the clothing business?
Exactly. So I don't suppose they would have minded. I'm speculating.
So were they not their competing? Their DC logo predated the other DC logo, correct?
I don't know. That's a good question. I don't know.
Okay.
1994. Let me think. I would think the shoes came after the company.
Right.
But DC did their new logo, kind of red, white, and blue with a star on it. That was after the DC sneakers came out, because they wanted to put that on their clothes. Okay, this was their new fancy clothes logo. You know how Nike has the swoosh and all that stuff. DC wanted to have the DC and a little
thing. Okay, so this would be DC clothing versus DC comics.
Yeah, I got to wake up Fred for this, but yeah.
Okay, I'm going to say that it's a case, and I'm going to say that DC comics, well, I'm going to say they settled it.
Okay.
I'm going to say they settled it.
What do you think, Fred, about this?
Well, whatever I think, you should do the opposite, Todd, so you know, here I go. But I think it's a case, and they settle it, just like Denise said. I'm just, I always try to go against the grain to get extra points. But look, the thing that's interesting is they are in different genres, but the fact that DC Comics now starts putting out clothing line, I think that, you know, that's, it's not like DC clothing, but it's DC Comics clothing, so maybe they can call it DC Comics, and it's different than DC clothing, just DC by itself, right?
Competing,
so
yeah, competing. That's
competing,
the
but maybe
part,
a little bit different. But I'll stick with Denise just because I've got 0 points over the past 2 weeks. Last week I got not hardly anything either. This is crazy.
You got more than last week. I got a few.
You sound discouraged by
I'm
that.
I'm very discouraged. Go ahead, Todd.
Todd, what say you?
Well,
yes or no case?
From a strategy standpoint, I should probably just go along with my compatriots here and say that say what they said. Ditto. Because I mean, I'm looking at this. The interesting thing here is as the question has been presented, it almost sounds like DC, the clothing, differentiating DC clothing versus DC comics, it's almost like the clothing apparel is saying, well, look, DC comics, you can use that. You just can't use your logo on clothes. And I don't know that trademark law works that way. You can either use the logo or you can't. I don't know that you can keep it from using it on certain products, one product versus another product. And so I think that if a lawsuit was filed, in certain respects, DC Comics may come back and say, thank you for filing the lawsuit and bringing us this to light. It's actually, we're the ones that should win because we've had this logo since comics started, and which is a lot earlier than 1994. But because of that, I will still agree that it's a case, but they settle.
Hmm. And you know how they settle, right?
Exactly, I do. So it does not even need to be said.
Oh, I think they settle on this ground. I think that they join together to do DC Comics clothing. And that's how they settle it. And then they go up, and now the clothing now has the comics in portion on it. And it's still the design of the clothing.
So they both DC shoe line, which is shoes. They're more well known for their shoes, but yeah. DC clothing is just going to say, look, we'll just pay you a royalty or something like that, or vice versa,
and let us use your
The logo,
yes.
Whatever. Okay, Cal. I don't think we're going to have time to go over the scenario, but I think we're all going to be the same. But the problem is if we're all wrong, then Cal gets points.
Well, that would be a good thing.
That's a problem.
Cal's way behind.
I'm way behind you, right? I never get points.
No, I'm behind you.
Okay.
You are behind Fred.
Yeah, by one.
So after we get done with this, we're going to talk about employees win a big one for the Supreme Court, opioid problem. And I'm telling you, this son is just crazy. Now, look. We're just going to set this one up a little bit. Not only is the sun crazy, but this is what Todd and Denise were talking about during the break. The mother, it's like, do you not, you know, how much do you listen to a son that's a little bit crazy?
Just ask yourself this question as we go into the break. If you had a son and you suspected that the son killed your father, do you think it would be a good idea at some point to accept the son's invitation to go fishing on the open seas, just the two of you? Query that while we go to break.
And I have a new set of shoes for you. It's not DC, it's concrete. Wow.
All right, we'll be back. We'll find out what's going on with all those cases and our case or no case when we come back.
I hope you'll stay tuned because there is a surprise turn of events in case or no case. And you'll go, what? It's true, you will. And we'll all snap back here as Radio Law Talk continues here. We appreciate your listening to us and remind you that we will be back fairly shortly right here.
Radio Law Talk. commercials and other announcements aired on Radio Law Talk contain the opinions of the sponsor. The airing of said announcements on Radio Law Talk does not constitute an endorsement. The announcements may contain claims that are not intended to treat, diagnose, or cure any disease.
These claims have not been evaluated by the FDA.
Have you outgrown your health insurance plan or just not happy with what you're paying for? The number one reason we all change our health insurance is price. Are you paying too much for your health insurance? Would you like to have better coverage at a better rate or at little or no cost to you? Your life needs are always changing, but have you done anything to improve your health insurance for you and your family? Health insurance laws and coverage are always changing and getting better. It's impossible to do all the research yourself, but now it's all done for you for free. So regardless of your age or medical condition, take a few minutes right now and find out if you can save money or even qualify for zero cost health insurance in your state. Call now.
Paid for by Cheaper Health Insurance. 800-635-7188. 800-635-7188. 800-635-7188. That's 800-635-7188.
Are you having a difficult time getting in and out of your old bathtub? Here's a new, affordable idea to consider. When you bought your home years ago, you had a traditional bathtub, and you put a shower curtain in it, and it lasted for years. But now, maybe you or your mom is having difficulty getting in and out of a high-step tub. For some people, that can be an accident waiting to happen. If you or one of your parents is in this situation, and you don't want to spend thousands and thousands of dollars, call Steve at Senior Safety Pro Tub to Shower today. They can help you convert any old bathtub into a walk-in shower, in some cases under $2,000, in about a week. It's simple, beautiful, and priced just right. Call Steve right now for your free consultation. 800-832-1549. 800-832-1549. 800-832-1549.
Both my legs were amputated due to an IED. It's when you start to try to get back into, like, an everyday life. I absolutely felt like I lost some of my purpose. There must be something more. When DAV came into my life, they gave me a new mission. I could still be a productive member of society, could still support a family.
The DAV gave him that sense of structure and purpose again to get his life back together.
Visit DAV.org to learn more about our mission.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Mineral Doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for Life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for Life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Of the vehicle, loan term, and other factors.
This is no fun. That's true.
This is Radio Law Talk with Frederick Petty.
All right, Cal, give us the quick overview and who's the winner, chicken dinner?
That's a great question because, you know, and Amber Heard, my wife was watching the show, the trial, and she said to me, there's been some really good lawyering and there's been some really bad lawyering, in her opinion. Neither of us are lawyers. We just like to speculate as outsiders. And exploring the DC Comics lawsuit against DC Shoes, or is it Visa the other way around, In 2005, DC Comics launched a brand new blue and white logo that consisted of DNC and a star, and they went after this company in California, the Little Shoe Company. They said, you have a logo that's similar to ours, you can't. So they sued. Well, so it's a case. In investigating, guess what DC Shoes found out? They discovered that the logo by DC Comics was never adequately trademarked.
Ooh.
So they sued DC Comics, and DC Comics lost the case.
Oh, it didn't settle. They lost.
Oh, so
they
we all got a point.
Yeah, because they had already trademarked the logo already, so the comic book had to pay a large sum, unspecified, but a large sum of money to DC Shoes, and then after that, DC Comics said, why are we messing with this? I have a better idea. Let's get a new logo, which is exactly what they did. And so that, ladies and gentlemen, is... Case or no case? Fred, did you get any points on that?
He got one.
I got one. Over the last 2 weeks, I got one.
Well, that's good. That's better than none.
Well, I thought that was a good case or no case.
Had a little twist to it, didn't it?
Yes.
Thank you. Yeah. I was stunned to hear that these large companies like this, especially DC, you would think their lawyers would be very thorough about everything, but apparently they did some slip up on the copyright.
Yeah, it's a spectacular. Yeah, no, there's all kinds of articles. How DC Comics lawsuit against a shoemaker backfired.
Yep.
You know, it's just like, oh, my gosh, it's like, whoopsie, we found out. Isn't that what the lawyers are supposed to look into first before you bring the lawsuit?
And,
you know, what I'm trying to find is how much they had to end up paying. But I don't know.
Yeah,
it should be there if it's a... if it's an actual case that went to trial.
Well, they said it did. I don't know. I'm just reading, the information I got said it did.
Money,
but I'm still stunned, though. I'm just thinking, you suppose that lawyer's still working for D.C.?
Yeah, it's like, you guys were supposed to tell us this. Anyway, interesting. That's trademarks are so important. Boy, trademark lawyers make their money. That's all I got to say.
We're going to cover another case here, not next. We're going to cover another case. I just want you to remember the phrase, boy, you think the lawyer would have caught that early on.
Remember that phrase.
When we talk about a recent Supreme Court decision on an employment law case.
We're talking about that right now.
Is that what we're going to go to?
That's what I'm just getting
then
into.
Then let's go there. Remember that phrase. You'd think the lawyer would have caught that.
Right. So what's interesting is since 1925, the courts have always kind of held and or leaned on this law called the Federal Arbitration Act. And in a lot of employment contracts across the United States, there are clauses that companies put in that their employees, if there's a lawsuit or there's a disagreement, they have to go to arbitration. So what happened is these employees brought lawsuits against Taco Bell, and as they brought this lawsuit against Taco Bell, they were, quote, according to, you know, one side, forced to do arbitration. And so they went to arbitration, and they believed, that is, the employees' lawyers for Taco Bell, believed that it's arbitrarily unfair to require these employees to go to arbitration because it drags out. They can pick, and that's true. I know that's what you said. That's what their argument was, Denise, is it drags out because some corporations can make it drag out, that they get to pick a arbitrator that is a little leans toward corporations. And by the way, that I don't agree with, because most arbitration clauses each need to get to pick their own arbitrator, and then usually those two arbitrators will pick an arbitrator if they can't agree on an arbitrator, right? So it's not like they're forced to use a certain arbitrator. But what happens? What happens? So first of all, Eighth Circuit Court of Appeals held kind of the same thing as everyone else has held, all the other courts have held since 1925, is this arbitration law applies, and they can go ahead and have arbitration in an employment agreement, and now the Supreme Court weighs in on it, which, by the way, we're more conservative Supreme Court.
And one of the key things, before we get to the Supreme Court, what the Supreme Court said, one of the key issues here was, when did the employer try to assert the arbitration agreement? Because the timing here is crucial. The case had been pending for quite some time, and like at a very late stage in the pretrial proceedings, then and only then did the employer come in and say, wait a minute, we got an arbitration agreement here. And then they tried to enforce the arbitration agreement. And that's where what the Supreme Court said something about, oh, well, hold on a second here.
That's not what it was meant for.
Yeah.
Right? What's interesting is the attorney, apparently, for the employees kind of was fighting an uphill battle. And it was like, you know, good luck in winning this one. And but... you know, the court went ahead and held for the plaintiffs or the Taco Bell employees, saying that they don't have to have an arbitration agreement in all. They're not forced to. That is, employees, and said, quote, corporation can ambush plaintiffs with delayed arbitration. They can use discovery methods unavailable. You know, and there's one other thing that they talk about, and how this Federal Arbitration Act, how they get around that act that the courts have been upholding since 1925 that allow these arbitration clauses to be valid. And we're going to talk about that when we come back from the break. So hold on.
This is Radio Law Talk.
You turn on Radio Law Talk. Radio Law Talk.
And other announcements aired on Radio Law Talk contain the opinions of the sponsor. The airing of said announcements on Radio Law Talk does not constitute an endorsement. The announcements may contain claims that are not intended to treat, diagnose, or cure any disease.
These claims have not been evaluated by the FDA.
Have you outgrown your health insurance plan or just not happy with what you're paying for? The number one reason we all change our health insurance is price. Are you paying too much for your health insurance? Would you like to have better coverage at a better rate or at little or no cost to you? Your life needs are always changing, but have you done anything to improve your health insurance for you and your family? Health insurance laws and coverage are always changing and getting better. It's impossible to do all the research yourself, but now it's all done for you for free. So regardless of your age or medical condition, take a few minutes right now and find out if you can save money or even qualify for zero cost health insurance in your state. Call now.
Paid for by Cheaper Health Insurance. 800-635-7188. 800-635-7188. 800-635-7188. That's 800-635-7188.
How would you like to publish and sell your own audiobook? Great stories deserve great storytelling. Audiobook Network provides professional voice actors and full production services for every author's manuscript. You'll choose from one of our many voice actors. Bring your story to life with audiobooks. Consumers are mobile these days, and having an audiobook helps authors reach a larger customer base, which increases book sales. From narration, production, and editing to distribution, promotion, and sales, Audiobook Network does it all for you. We hold your hand throughout the entire production process. We'll create an audiobook that you can be proud of. It doesn't cost or take as much time as you may think. In fact, for us, it's pretty easy. It's what we do. If you've got a published print book, ebook, or even a manuscript, give Audiobook Network a call right now and get our free audiobook guide. 800-721-4869. 800-721-4869. That's 800-721-4869.
You
USA Radio News with Kenneth Burns.
Former President Trump at the NRA convention dismissed calls for more gun control in the wake of the school shooting in Uvalde, Texas. He joined Texas Senator Ted Cruz and others in advocating for the opposite.
The existence of evil in our world is not a reason to disarm law-abiding citizens who know how to use their weapon and can protect a lot of people. The existence of evil is one of the very best reasons to arm law-abiding citizens.
Trump also advocated for stronger security measures for schools, such as single entry point, strong fencing, and metal detectors. But the Uvalde School District safety plan already has several measures in place, such as police officers and software to monitor threats and screen visitors. Wall Street had its first winning week in a while, the Dow closing up for the week just above 6%. This is USA Radio News.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, veterinarian and naturopathic physician. The Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy with an important message. Take charge of your health. Do not continue to blindly follow the system that has failed us all. I appreciate GCN listeners because you're open-minded and intelligent. If our system is so great, why is it that the United States, the USA, ranks nearly 60th worldwide in longevity and number one in obesity? All the while we spend more money than all the other countries combined annually on unnecessary health care procedures and toxic drugs. It doesn't take much to get on track. Not with the government or pharmaceutical companies, but rather you in control of your own health with a basic understanding of nutrition and supplementation. FDI Longevity has the finest quality health, sports, and energy supplements available. GCN listeners are invited to join our team of people who want to stay healthy well into old age. We are currently looking for specialists to represent FDI Longevity and save America. To buy products at wholesale prices or join our business team, go to GCNteam.com. That's GCNteam.com. Support GCN. Get healthy.
Bread's the best. Paul, not so much. This is the best show ever.
Oh, come on.
Now, Radio Law Talk continues. Here's your host, Fred Penny.
The power of the kitty bumps. We love the kitty bumps. So we're talking about the workers and the arbitration clause, the 1925 law that called the Federal Arbitration Act, and how the courts overturned it. Since 1925, they've kind of followed and allowed employers to have arbitration clauses within their agreements with their contracts with the employees, and now that's no longer the case. And Todd, there's one thing you talked about earlier, which is, you know, think of the one word of a lawyer saying, maybe I should have thought of that earlier, and this is the case you were talking about, among other things.
Absolutely. Denise and I were talking at the break as well. Look, the fact of the matter is the arbitration clause for the defense, the guy representing Taco Bell or whatever, that arbitration clause was not sought to be enforced. So the defense didn't say, sorry, this shouldn't be in court. This should be an arbitration. They waited until the 11th hour to bring that up. And that was either by strategy, you know, for some strategic reason, or it was because they overlooked it. And it reminded me of Cal's DC Comics or DC case, which is, you know, the attorney that sued on the behalf of DC forgot to check to see if DC actually had a valid trademark for the logo. And it's like, boy, you thought they would have checked that. It seems to me that Employment Law 101, if you're defending the employer, Employment Law 101 should be asking two questions right off the bat. Number one, is there an arbitration clause in your employment agreements with your employees? And number two, do you have insurance to cover anything that you may have done wrong? Are we tendering this to an insurance carrier for payment and what have you? And look, if this wasn't strategy, if this was not a strategic reason, and Denise, you had a good explanation for why it might be, but if it was not, boy, it's a real head-scratcher why the lawyer for the defendant didn't tender, did clause earlier.
Right, and what I was thinking was nowadays in a lot of states they determine that these arbitration clauses on big companies is kind of unconscionable. So there's some laws in the states. This was a federal case, and under the federal act it had always been determined that there was a preference for arbitration. And what SCOTUS said is that it's not a preference for arbitration. It's just equal. They have these two different ways to go. And so I thought maybe the attorney for Taco Bell had thought, let's push it up. And then a lot of these claims, when we ask for arbitration, it goes to arbitration, these claims would die in the arbitration process. So it could have been a strategic move that backfired because they were relying on how Supreme Court had handled these cases before and not this one little now look at it to weigh their equal arbitration versus litigation.
Now, the interesting thing to me for this is, and I think that this will be maybe a point to consider moving forward as other decisions are handed down by the Supreme Court. Look, the Federal Arbitration Act was passed in 1925. It had been interpreted by the Supreme Court to, quote, favor arbitration for nearly the last 100 years. And yet, the court was able to take something that was clearly relied on as precedent and say, yeah, that's not the law. It needs to be done differently. And so they reverse course on what they had held as precedent before. And the interesting thing about this case was it was unanimous. It was all the 9-0. All the justices ruled unanimously that this should happen. But it does call into question that the Supreme Court, looking at the way things have been done, they will readdress it at times.
So as an employee, because I'm a blue-collar guy, I've worked for other people most of my life, as an employee, what can I do to protect myself against either unfair or dubious arbitration, this stretch it out, this discovery and all that? Is that varied by the laws of the incorporation? Because, you know, a lot of people incorporate in Delaware, for example, because they say they're pro-company laws. What can an employee do to protect themselves to make sure it's going to get a fair shake when the time comes, if it does?
Sue in federal court.
I would say drill for oil in your own backyard, hope you strike it rich, and then you don't need to work anymore.
I did that, but the Beverly Hillbillies got it all.
Okay, so, all right.
This is what I said.
Well, no, he wasn't drilling. He was just a shooting at some food.
And then up
from the ground came a bubble and crude. All right, so I said drill.
Wow, black
gold.
Way
black
too
gold.
Much
Texas
watch,
tea.
Watch way too much TV.
Well, I did when I was a kid.
I think Denise put it best. Cal, when she said, depends on your state. Most states, a lot of states, California, you're already protected, right? It just depends on the state you're in. A lot of states say you can't have an arbitration clause anyway. So if the state one doesn't work, now you can go to the federal. So one way or the other, you're going to be a winner chicken dinner if you are a employee. But it doesn't mean you're going to win the case.
Right.
It just means that you have to go to arbitration. You don't have to go to arbitration. I remember Denise gave me the look when we were talking about arbitration, that the argument for the Taco Bell employees was what? They argued, they can drag this out. It's usually the opposite. Maybe we're just from California and other states go quicker, but man, does the court system drag it out in California? Not because they want to, just because it's overworked. I mean, we just don't have enough courtroom and time and judges to handle all the cases. But a lot of times arbitration is much quicker.
But you know what's amazing right now is that we don't have this over glut of attorneys. Right now we actually have a need for more attorneys
in California.
No, that's not
like,
true, is it?
It's like the country needs a hole in the head, right?
Yeah, here's the thing. What Denise said is probably, it could very well be, factually accurate, that there is a dearth of attorneys and there is a need for more attorneys. And yet, good luck convincing the average person on the street that that's the case. Good luck with that.
In California, it was 1 per 300. I think it's 1 for 250 now. I mean, there was a lot, and more people are moving out.
I tell you what, we really do need, and we need more judges. We are way short judges that the courts need to to add more judges.
There are so many counties. They're down judges. They just can't. But the process is so cumbersome.
Right.
I mean, you know, in our state, we have them appointed by the governor, or they can run for judgeship. And why haven't I done that? Because you give up your privacy.
Yes.
You become a public figure, and your whole social group shrinks.
To nothing, because they don't want to be around. That's right.
Well, economics. It's not because your friends don't want to be around. It's because you have to be careful about who you let become that could be potentially a litigant in front of you.
That's right.
Or an attorney practicing in front of you. It's very difficult.
And they don't want to take the pay cut, be honest about it. A lot of times, I mean, they make good money, but, right?
Yeah. Well, I think one thing to keep in mind also, people might not recognize this, that it's in the state of California, for example, and most states follow suit. In the state of California, it is the superior court in and for the county that you live in that handles not the judges there in that county, and there's a select number of whatever county it is. They are the judges that hear both, that could potentially hear both civil cases, family law cases that are technically civil cases, and criminal cases. And it's the criminal cases. Look, in the jurisdiction where I was a DA for the longest, which is where we live right now, it's not a large county compared to San Francisco and L.A., what have you. It's a good-sized county. That county files 13,000 to 15,000 criminal cases per year. Right?
It's a lot.
And most of them resolve, but with that volume of cases, every Friday there is on trial assignment conference a set of cases that need courtrooms and judges the following week for probably anywhere from 10 to 25 cases.
And, you know, Todd, this is another point.
And the criminal side is precedent.
And so what happens is because of the timing, and you have the right to a quick and speedy trial, it's the criminal cases that take precedent over the civil cases, so you get this civil backlog of cases because they're just looking for courtrooms.
Yes, so what Denise Howard is starting to say, I know you're probably starting to say, is that's the number is only criminal cases. That doesn't include the civil cases that are filed, and the backlog on civil trials is absolutely atrocious. Some in California, I know, are 3 years. Oh yeah, let me set you out. Let me set you out 2 years from now for your trial. We need a trial date, Your Honor. Okay, let's see, 2025. I think. Yeah, we can get you in 2024. The end. You know, that's the problem.
And for family law, which even has some precedents within it, like custody and domestic violence cases, you're looking at trials next year already. At this time, you're looking at trials next year.
So it puts employees in a tough spot where they have a claim and there's an arbitration clause. And this is what employees are facing. Okay, do I try to not or get out of the arbitration clause because I want my case heard before a judge and a jury? And boy, that's going to take me years to get there. Or do I go with an arbitration case where I believe that maybe it's slanted towards the employer.
Yeah.
So it's a, you know, danged if you do, danged if you
but
don't
you see,
kind of thing.
The state just decided to have a homeless court, a drug court. They're categorizing courts. Is that the ultimate answer, do you think? Just making more different types of courts?
It could be part of the answer. It's not the ultimate answer. You know, anytime you can take and segregate a population and get their needs met, it's going to be helpful.
All right, we'll be back. We're going to finish up this segment, and then we go home.
This is Radio Law Talk. Stay tuned. The show continues very quickly.
Commercials and other announcements aired on Radio Law Talk contain the opinions of the sponsor. The airing of said announcements on Radio Law Talk does not constitute an endorsement. The announcements may contain claims that are not intended to treat, diagnose, or cure any disease.
GCN's policy is open forum, avoiding censorship. Defense costs for words spoken outside of our control supersede the ability to deliver voices to this important talk platform. The First Amendment is the foundation of our core values. Cancel culture is silencing voices regardless of perspective. Freedom to speak is in the balance. Support the legitimacy of speech itself. Consider donating to SaveGCN.com. That's SaveGCN.com.
Are you ready to retire? Inflation is picking up, the markets are volatile, and the dream of a comfortable retirement is harder to attain than ever before. The stock market goes up and down is beyond your control. But you're at a point in your life where you can't afford to make big financial mistakes. I'm Al Ivarroa, founder of Knight Strategic Wealth. Our investment strategy allows you to go up with the stock market, lock in your gains, and when the stock market goes down, your investment won't lose a dime. This works for your investments, savings at a brokerage firm, or even money at a bank. It's simple, it's safe, and that's why savvy investors work with us. Want to learn more? Text FREE to 833-898-0500, and we'll send our retirement readiness kit directly to your phone right now. If you want to help build a retirement portfolio that will go up with the market and literally never lose money, get our retirement readiness kit today and see how this strategy can help secure your future. Text FREE to 833-898-0500. Text FREE to 833-898-0500.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Tejibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau de Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. shopsupertea.com.
I think Brad's the best.
That's true. Who told you that?
This is Radio Law Talk. And now, back to the show.
So we got a lot to talk about, but we're going to talk really quickly about the opioid trials going on. There's a trial going on in West Virginia, 7-week trial. And this happens, by the way, I always mention that a lot of times cases settle as you're walking up to the courtroom steps or in the middle of the trial. Well, the closing arguments are just about to begin in this 7-week trial. The state of West Virginia suing the opioid, not all of them, but some of the opioid drug companies, and they just settled for $161.5 million. The court's got to approve it, and this is not just one person, but multiple people, like a class action. But what I didn't realize is they also reached a $99 million settlement with another pharmaceutical company a few weeks prior. So you got the $161.5 million settlement and the $99 million settlement. And, oh, by the way, there was another settlement prior to that. with another opioid drug company. They settled for $26 million. So, by the way, there's more than 3,000 lawsuits that have been filed against all these drug companies for opioids, and the whole argument is that they basically did not, they downplayed the risk of addiction of opioids.
Exactly.
And Todd kind of put, you know, the opioid, the drug company's argument is, well, yeah, it is addictive, but that's what drugs do. That's why we make them, and that's why. But I think it is they. It's all about warnings, right? And the fact that the argument is they played it down. That's the whole issue.
In any other industry other than drugs, take McDonald's, you know, my favorite industry. Take McDonald's or anything like that.
McDonald's.
They want the public to become hooked on their product. You know, so you'll come back and dine at McDonald's more, dine at Wendy's, whatever. They want you to do that. And here, drug companies are in the position where we know we're making a product that is addictive, so now we have to downplay it. We're going to make our money because people ain't going to be able to stop taking this stuff, and we're going to get paid to the tunes of billions and billions of dollars. But it's sort of an interesting situation. I have a question for you.
Now, what about the people with Hooked on Phonics?
I know. It worked for me. But
these pharmacies marketed directly to the doctors and said it was not addictive.
I know.
As addictive.
It was horrible.
Yeah.
As addictive, yeah.
Well, at
yeah.
first it was not addictive. Then they said, oh, it can be addictive. And then,
not as much.
You know, it was like really a marketing campaign that was really wrong.
Go ahead, talk.
Well, I have a trial strategy or procedural question for you on this. So this $161 million settlement was reached just before, after a seven-week trial, the parties were getting ready to do closing arguments.
Yes.
Right?
Which happens.
And the judge has to approve this.
Right.
Hypothetically, what if the judge says no?
Then they do their closing arguments.
And so then it raises the interesting question. We saw this in, what was it? The other trial where the jury may have heard that the judge was going to grant the motion to dismiss or deny the motion to dismiss anyway. And, Sarah Palin.
No, it was Sarah Palin.
Sarah Palin. The court was going to grant the motion to dismiss. You know, I think that the jurors would have to be living under a rock if they show up. We're ready to hear closing arguments. The court says, hold on a minute. We're going to take a break. You guys just all go home. We'll get back at this after a little bit. Maybe they're off for a week, and you know this is going to be in the news. Wait a minute. They settled?
But no, here's the thing. No, I'm going to disagree with this because this is not unusual for civil cases. So what happens is the judge, and we don't have all the details, usually just say, look, okay, we're going to take a break. Let's make sure you guys don't, you know, give the admonitions, and okay, we'll meet next Monday. And then it'll give the judge time to determine. They do that anyway. A lot of times the judge has a criminal calendar, has to do another civil calendar. There's times the judges, you know, change and say, okay, we're not going to meet Thursday. We're not going to meet. You guys know that. And that's what happens. So I think the judge could do it without them knowing by saying, you know what? Okay, we're just going to set up because there's no way the jury saw anyone negotiating. There was always outside their purview, and they're probably chatting in the side, and the jury has probably no idea they're talking
about.
Yeah,
but then they're on their phone and this little pop-up comes up and says,
you're saying this one?
Yeah. $5 million tentative settlement.
That's true, too. I got that.
So, like, on May 25th, the judge says, May 24th, the judge says, okay, we're going to take a break. Why don't we come back next Monday? May 25th, this story comes out. It's pushed to their phone. And then a juror comes back. Let's say the judge rejects it, but now you got a juror saying, well, I did see the story that you guys might have reached a settlement.
No, that's true. You're right.
So just curious as to how they.
I'm just throwing it out there. Talk about the mom case, Todd.
All right.
And then Denise, we got to you got to talk about what's going on with Gabby Patino's lawsuit.
So this in Connecticut about 6 years ago. 6 years ago, kid and his mom go out boating off the coast of New England, and at the conclusion of that Gilligan's Island-like three-hour tour, if you will, the kid is the only one that's found. I say the kid. He's, you know, 19, 20 years old. He's the only one that's found. He's on a life raft. There's no evidence of the boat or the mom. Boat and mom have never been found. That was 6 years ago. Well, fast forward to now, he has just been indicted for murder And so of his mother, he was suspected. And even in the indictment, the allegation, they referenced that he may have been involved in his grandfather's death, the mother's father's death previous to that, and to the mother's disappearance. And a lot of people are questioning, well, why did it take 6 years to what did they have? This is my opinion on this. In addition to the murder charges, this individual, Nathan Carman, is also facing now a host of fraud charges in relation to insurance payments and payouts for life insurance and insurance for the boat and what have you. And I look at this and I say, you know, 6 years ago, the prosecutors probably looked at this and said, we don't really have a strong case for murder. We think he did it. He suspected in the death of his father, but we don't have a strong case for murder for him. One of the big things might be motive. I don't know. But over the last 6 years, as they have developed evidence of the insurance fraud that they have alleged against him, now, from the prosecutor's standpoint, they've got a double whammy. We've got the allegations of insurance fraud, which are felonies in and of themselves, but those allegations also support the motive for murder. And so that's why they waited, in my opinion, so that they could bring the strongest case possible against him. We'll follow it to see what goes on from this point.
And why do they bring it now? Because the fraud would have statute of limitations.
Whereas
so timing, yes, murder does not. So timing right now is more weighed for the fraud cases.
Yeah, definitely going to follow this one moving forward.
Go for it. Denise, let's knock out the Gabby Petito. It's kind of weird, this one, just why this is happening. You know, it's not really for the money. It's just for the...
It's more for just the finding.
Right.
The Petito family had previously sued the Laundrie family for their failure not to tell them where their daughter body was, tell them that they knew she was dead, and tell them where she could be located and what happened to her. And they won. The Laundries won that suit because they have a Fifth Amendment right not to testify, right? So now Petito's family has filed $1 million lawsuit against Brian Laundrie's estate. Well, Brian Laundrie didn't have anything. He doesn't have anything. He doesn't have $30 million to pay. Why are they doing that? They're just trying to get a finding that he killed their daughter. He can't be charged criminally or nothing like that. So they're getting a finding that he killed their daughter, and they'll get a judgment that they can't do anything with it.
Well, that's interesting. Because you know what it's time for now?
What?
It's time for your quick takes. Fred, I'd like to start with you.
I'm going to need therapy after next week or when the Depp and Heard trial's done, because I have to try to think about another case or something else to talk about. But I bet we do. I bet we find some.
It'll stretch it. Todd, what's your quick take, if you please?
I'm curious to see if in the Petito case they're going to use this case. It seems like a no-brainer as a way to backdoor investigation and circumvent the warrant process and do all of the investigation on a potential criminal conspiracy case via the discovery process in a civil matter.
Great question. Denise, what do you think? What's your quick take?
My quick take's about your quick take that you did, or not your quick take, your case or no case.
Okay.
You asked us the question, when I say DC, what does everybody think about? And you said DC Comics, right?
I said Direct Current, then DC Comics.
I said Washington, D.C., and my head is definitely in the toilet.
There we go. We'll be back next week. Thanks for joining us. Radio Law Talk.
You too.
You've been listening to Radio Law Talk, a copyrighted presentation of RadioLawTalk.com.
You have been listening to RadioLawTalk.com, a copyrighted presentation of Radio Law Talk, Incorporated.
Now, with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nanocolloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.